Good morning. This is the K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Meredith Young, Extension District 4-H Agents, Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Well, I know you got a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's get right into it.
Okay. Well, I think some of you probably have heard my 4-H Entrepreneurs Program that we started in March, and we have been going strong with that. That is a group of our 4-H youth who have basically started small businesses. We started in March with sessions on starting your business. We had an April session on business planning and doing a business plan. They've had to talk about production and marketing. We've also had sessions on business safety and legal issues. And this last one here in September was on customer service. Well, now we are actually ready to have our 4-H market where they can actually sell the items that they've been making and with the businesses they've started. So the 4-H holiday market is coming to Paola on Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it'll be at the Miami County Fairgrounds, mainly in Building 4. If we have some carryover, we'll do Building 3 as well. The holiday market is going to feature our 4-H entrepreneurs, and we have several of our 4-Hers who have completed the project. We have 4-Hers who are doing jellies, jams, and lemonade concentrates. We have some crocheted items such as frogs and bags and little, I can't even think what they're called, but they're like the bunnies with the blanket attached to them. We also have birdhouses, and these birdhouses are really cool because they actually feature a door, the side kind of opens so you can clean them out. And then we also have jewelry and some craft items and we also have the there's lots of different things. He has some earrings that are kind of like laser cut and engraved type thing. He also has bags and different things like that. So lots of cool things that our 4-Hers have done. And like I said, they've been working on this since March, learning about how to start businesses, what all they need to do, and this is kind of the culmination. So like I said, that's October 5th from 10 to 2 at the Miami County Fairgrounds, Building 4 and Building 3. Sorry about that. And we will also have some other vendors there, local vendors as well, so get a jump start on your Christmas shopping, come out and support our 4-Hers, and have a lot of fun. We do ask that not all of our 4-Hers will be able to accept cards, so you might want to bring some cash because they have not set up for that, as you know, because they're young and they're just getting started and seeing where they can go with this. But it's been a great project. I've enjoyed learning with the kids and seeing what they've done because they are turning their 4-H projects into cash. And it's a lot of fun. And hopefully we'll see you there on October 5th.
That sounds like a great time. I can't wait to see how that goes. Well,
yes, I will.
Indeed. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extended District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.